Well, hey, FaithBridge men, this is Mace Perez, Men's Discipleship Coordinator at FaithBridge, and we are continuing our podcast series on navigating the holidays. Our prayer for this series is that each episode would inspire, encourage, and equip men like you to lead well throughout what can be a difficult and crazy season. Joining me today to talk about the importance of the local church during the holidays are my friends Kasha and McLeod Glass. Both of them have served at FaithBridge in a variety of capacities, including both of them being former members of our lay elder board. Currently, they co-lead a mixed adult grow group, and Kasha has brought her passion for biblical community and her teaching gifts to our staff as she is our grow groups and discipleship director. Welcome, friends.
Hey, well, good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for being here today. We are talking today about the importance of the local church. So to start, tell us just a little bit about how long you and your family have been here at FaithBridge, how you first came to FaithBridge, that sort of thing.
Well, of course, my husband's pointing to me because I file the details of such things. So I think we've been coming about 11 years now. Yeah. We had recently moved back from overseas, right, where you had been.
Yeah, we had moved back from Taiwan and had continued a little bit with the church that we were going to before we moved to Taiwan, and we're just really, the Lord was leading us to, you know, maybe just search a little bit, investigate, and figure out what was the next step, and we started coming to FaithBridge, and in fact, Kasha reminded me this morning that it was right around the holidays that we kind of decided that this is where we wanted to be from a church perspective. You know, we came and visited a few times, and then over the holidays, we kind of left that and said, you know what, we think this is our new home, and that's when we kind of started.
That's right.
So,
what can y'all remember from that time that were the things that led to that feeling of this is home now?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I was really, you know, struggling with at the time was learning, right? Just basically having, you know, the speakers and preachers, whatever, basically going deeper into the Bible and really just kind of education and learning a little bit from that standpoint. So that was one thing that really kind of hit home for me in terms of the sermon series that was going on at the time and continues to happen here. But also, you know, we started getting the kids plugged in to the kids ministry, and that was just amazing on top of that. So I think, you know, that was probably the big.
Yeah, and I think it was the first time where we'd had a really casual preaching style where the preacher of the day was just talking to us like regular people. And as we both grew up in very Southern, somewhat traditional churches in which you kind of got yelled at from the pulpit sometimes. I think we really enjoyed seeing somebody in a flannel shirt just actually talking to us about God's word.
Yeah, I do remember the first time that we actually went to the recorded service, not the live service, and we didn't realize we were in the recorded service. And the big giant 12-foot Ken comes down.
Yes.
And that was a little bit different. But after we kind of figured out what was going on, you know, it was just a really amazing experience for us getting started.
Yeah. Well, I know I speak for many that I am thankful that the Lord brought the Glass family to be a part of our church. And that is our focus for today. We're in the middle of this series on navigating the holidays. We've talked about taking care of our own souls. We've talked about what men can do to lead their families and lead in their marriages. And we want to spend some time today talking about the importance of the local church, specifically as it relates to navigating the holidays. And you guys were telling me the other day of a particular time in your lifetime when you really needed the local church in this holiday season. Can y'all tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. In December of 2017, my mom had a long battle with MS and passed away in early December. And my dad was just kind of beside himself. He'd been, you know, her caretaker for years. And I just made the decision that, hey, you know, just shut everything down, Dad. Let's get through this. And then just come stay with us through the holidays here in Texas. He lives in Birmingham, Alabama. And And it was a really just obviously tough time for the family, but really tough time for him. And it was just an opportunity when we got him here, for him and for us to we just kind of anchored around the activities that were going on with the church around the holidays. Just, you know, all of that just gave us a way to, just love him and surround him with that. And it was just a really important time for us.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the things that's so cool is even though, one of the things I really love about Faith Bridge is they try to blend some different traditions because we have so many people here that come from so many different church backgrounds. And so being able to sit in the Christmas Eve service and hear carols that were familiar, maybe some more contemporary pieces too, but just remember that though life felt a little chaotic for us, we are part of a larger tradition, a larger family, the body of Christ. And it was, I just remember sitting there, you know, when we do the silent night at the end and just being there with my father-in-law, being there with my husband who's grieving and my children and just saying, here is something in which we are united, not just in our grief, but also in our celebration of the birth of our Savior. Like, here we are and we're going to be okay. So it was just that overpowering sense of we're going to be okay.
Yeah. It was, you know, it's in obviously, I mean, I tell people this all the time. I mean, I think the hardest part when someone loses, especially a parent who loses their spouse, that it's that time after, you know, like all the memorial service and funeral and all that stuff is done. And then there's this period of time where you kind of are on your own a little bit. And we just, you know, felt like it was, you know, an opportunity to kind of bring him here and love on him. And then as a result of that, you know, like Kesha said, I mean, the church during that time just really gave us an anchor point where we could focus on God and what was, you know, bigger than what was going on within the family. So,
and I'd say even beyond that, so we have been part of a grow group for a number of years. But it's interesting because McLeod and I have been leaders for a number of years. And then when you get into a situation like that of grief or loss, having those people who they know you, they know what you're going through, and just thinking back, and it's so interesting. Our grow group, we've had a number of people lose people around the holidays. It's so hard. People are just everywhere you look, there's something reminding you that you've lost something and that they're not there. And so watching our group members sort of rally around each other through various moments of grief like that, especially at the holidays, it makes you really grateful. I think, you know, we can do the checkbox of a grow group or whatever, like, oh, but then you realize, no, this is my church family. And it's sometimes difficult to get that in a big service when you say McLeod, yeah. but it's different when you have a smaller group.
Definitely. And the other thing, you know, I was talking to Cash about this, from our perspective at the point in time we are in our lives, you know, we have one high schooler, one college age kid, and the holidays have become a very important time for us because we're pretty busy as well, you know, because of, you know, their activities and everything else. especially me as a, you know, in the past, I've traveled a lot and been on the road a lot. The holidays have always been a good time for us to just kind of get re-anchored as a family, and just be together in church service, which we don't always get to do because the kids are doing their, you know, FSM stuff and all and not always in the same services or, you know, Point Break or whatever. And so at the holidays, being able to kind of just be a family and just worship God together has become a very important, you know, thing for us just to kind of reset at the end of the year and get started in the next year.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. We just, man, it's going to be interesting when our son comes home for the holidays and go to hanging out at our house for a month. being able to come on campus, that's going to mean a lot to me, I think, as mama, to have my kids with me in those services and maybe do some of the fun stuff like go to the drive-in together or whatever. So
Yeah. Well, thank you all for sharing your story. I'm sure that there's so many out there that can relate to what y'all have gone through, myself included. Even as you were sharing, it made me think of my grandfather who passed away right around Thanksgiving time, where, you know, right around the time that we're recording this. And, you know, even though it's been a few years, to this day, the holidays haven't been the same in our family. And it's those milestones, especially if you've lost someone around the holidays, that can kind of be triggers for us. And I was speaking with another gentleman in our church the other day who is dealing with some grief over some lost loved ones. And, you know, the temptation is often to just to isolate, you know, I don't want to be around anybody, especially there's this myth that at church we have to pretend like we have it all put together. We have to put on our smiles and that sort of thing. And I just try to encourage this brother, you know, I know that that's what you want to do, but what you need is the body of Christ. And so I encourage him. I know you were sharing about it kind of jokingly earlier, the video venue, but I encourage this brother. I said, you know, we have the communion venue and tends to be a little bit smaller crowd. So if you don't want to feel like you have to put on the smile for a whole bunch of people or have a whole bunch of awkward conversations, why don't you join us for the communion service? And he texted me several days later that he had in fact taken that step and how much it meant to him. And so those were just some recent conversations and even things from my own life that came to my mind as y'all were sharing.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, sometimes you just want to like isolate yourself and be away from everybody, cause then you don't have to deal with it. But you know, I just found, and I would encourage everybody, I mean, just show up. I mean, just and you never know how God's going to use that, you know, to comfort you or to speak to you in some small way. And that definitely has been our experience multiple times, but definitely in that particular instance with my dad, was definitely, happening for us.
Right. I mean, I'm even thinking about something that so many of us associate with the holiday season is the music, right? We have the Christmas music going and things like that. And something like a Christmas Eve service, it'd be tempting to say like, well, why do I need to go? I've heard the Christmas story a million times, but it's interesting as we read through the New Testament and as we just live our Christian life, how often we need to be reminded of things that we already know. Mm-hmm. And whether that's coming from the preacher on stage or even the moment, you know, when scripture talks about corporate praise, Paul talks about speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So even when you're in there and you can hardly get the words out or you're not feeling it, so to speak, part of what we're doing in that moment is encouraging one another. And so even if I'm in a good place walking into that service, like I have a part to play. I'm not only singing those words to God. Yes, of course I'm doing that, but I'm also singing those words to my brothers and sisters who may be hurting and reminding them of what's true. In a previous episode, we were talking with Kelly Hickey and Chris Clark about family discipleship around the holidays. And Chris was talking about this idea. We call this season Advent, right? And so the Old Testament saints were looking forward to the Messiah. We, and around Christmas time, are commemorating, yes, his birth, but we are also in an Advent season of our own as we look forward to his return, that as we grieve our lost loved ones, we know that our grief is real and it's hard, but it's not the end of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
For sure.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today and being willing to share your story and your wisdom with the Men of Faith Bridge. And thank you all for joining us for another episode of the Faith Bridge Men podcast. Please rate, share, and subscribe so you don't miss out on any more great content. Today, we were talking about church community. On our next and final episode of our Navigating the Holidays series, we're going to be talking with Michael Sullivan about community outreach. So we'll see you then.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode. We hope you found it helpful and encouraging. For more content and stories like this, check out faithbridge.org/podcast and don't forget to subscribe.